Good morning. Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church this morning. It is kind of cold and kind of clammy and all of that. So I am really delighted that you are all here. Whether you've joined us here in church, you're joining us online, it is good for us to be together, adding our voices to all of God's people in prayer and in praise. It's good for us to be here. This afternoon, it's the third Sunday in the month of October, and so the youth group is meeting. We've got tickets to Vandemark Farms, so we're going to spend the afternoon there. We will meet here at church at 3:30 so that we can carpool. So if you are in 9th through 12th grades, join us so that we can go and have some fun. This coming Thursday, October 19th, we're going to walk together through the Bible. 90 minutes is about the time frame we're going to do it, using a Bible timeline that Crossways International came up with. We'll talk through all of the major themes. We'll get a taste of the Bible's big story. So that's Thursday, this coming Thursday, October 19th, beginning at 7 p.m. We will meet here and watch all of the things on the big monitors. There are all sorts of other announcements in the bulletin, and I hope you have a chance to read through them and discover ways to connect to the ministry around here. But we have all gathered this morning so that we might be in worship. So let us continue that worship with our gathering song, God is with us. Let us rise and sing together. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Lord of the feast, you have prepared a table before all peoples and poured out your life with abundance. Call us again to your banquet Strengthen us by what is honorable, just, and pure, and transform us into a people of righteousness and peace through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be.
The first lesson is from Isaiah chapter 25, beginning with verse 1. O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will praise your name, for you have done wonderful things, plans formed of old, faithful and sure. For you have made the city a heap, the fortified city a ruin. The palace of aliens is a city no more. It will never be rebuilt. Therefore, strong peoples will glorify you. Cities of ruthless nations will fear you. For you have been a refuge to the poor, a refuge to the needy in their distress, a shelter from the rainstorm and a shade from the heat. When the blast of the ruthless was like a winter rainstorm, the noise of aliens like heat in a dry place, you subdued the heat with the shade of clouds. The song of the ruthless was stilled. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wines, of rich food filled with marrow, of well-aged wines strained clear. And he will destroy on this mountain the shroud that is cast over all peoples, the sheet that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever. Then the Lord God will wipe away the tears from all faces, and the disgrace of his people he will take away from all the earth. For the Lord has spoken, it will be said on that day, Lo, this is our God. We have waited for him, so that he might save us. This is the Lord for whom we have waited. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation. The word of the Lord. The second lesson is from Philippians chapter 4, beginning with verse 1. My brothers and sisters, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, my beloved. I urge Euodia and I urge Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord. Yes, and I ask you also, my loyal companion, help these women, for they have struggled beside me in the work of the gospel, together with Clement and the rest of my co-workers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew in the 22nd chapter. Once more, Jesus spoke to them in parables, saying, The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding banquet for his son. He sent his slaves to call those who had been invited to the wedding banquet, but they would not come. Again, he sent other slaves, saying, Tell those who have been invited, Look, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fat calves have been slaughtered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet. But they made light of it, and went away, one to his farm, another to his business, while the rest seized his slaves, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged. He sent his troops, destroyed those murderers, and burned their city. Then he said to his slaves, The wedding is ready, but those invited were not worthy. Go therefore into the main streets and invite everyone you find to the wedding banquet. Those slaves went out into the streets and gathered up all whom they found, both good and bad, so the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to see the guests, he noticed a man there who was not wearing a wedding robe. And he said to him, Friend, how did you get in here without a wedding robe? And he was speechless. The king said to the attendants, Bind him hand and foot and throw him into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen. The Gospel of our Lord. The congregation may be seated, but I would love to invite the children to come on forward. Come down, come on down. And here they come. Yes. Good morning. Morning. How are you? I'm so glad to hear that. Come on by, find a seat. All right, so I have something very exciting, some really great news for you. Are you ready? Ta-da! You're invited! See? Exciting, right? But what are you invited to? You're invited to, have you ever been to a birthday party? Got an invitation? All right. Have you ever been to a big fancy dinner? I don't know. Yeah, okay, right? You might be invited to a Tupperware party. You all know what I'm talking about. Never mind. Actually, the truth is that in Jesus, you're invited into God's family. You're invited to the table of the Lord for that blessing you receive. You're invited into the communion of saints. You're invited into the followers of Jesus. You're invited. It's not like you had to do something special. It's not like you had to learn the secret handshake or something like that. You're invited. Jesus says, come on in. I want you to be part of this. I want you to know how much God loves each and every one of you. And I want you to share that love however you can. You're invited. You don't have to worry about it ever. You don't have to sit there and say, I don't know if I've been good enough. Or I don't know if I've done enough. Because the truth is, you're invited. You're in the group. You're part of it. Yeah. Why? Because that's how much Jesus loves you. He wants you with him. He wants you as part of the celebration. And that is good news. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for coming, for living with us, for dying for us, for rising again and saving us. We thank you, Lord, for the invitation. Bring us into your followers. Walk beside us as we go into the world and help us share your love. We pray this in your name and we give you thanks for today. Amen. You guys have a great day, all right? You're invited. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In the last few weeks in our gospel readings, we have been hearing parables of judgment, where we hear the law very clearly accusing and indicting. And then today we have a story about a party. It's about a celebration, in fact. And as the story begins, you can feel a little bit relieved. No more knocking down walls or towers, no more tearing out the hedgerows, no more trampling through the vineyards and all the rest of that. But as that story continues, we're right back into judgment and death with destruction all around. And then towards the end of the story, there's even a guy who wore his own suit and got kicked out. What's happening here? Today's parable, I believe, begins with amazing good news. Because the setting of the story is a celebration. It's a party. It's a wedding party, a banquet fit for a king. Actually, it's fit for his prince. And to me, that metaphor of celebration sings about what the kingdom of God is really all about. Being part of the kingdom of God is meant to be a celebration. It's meant to be filled with joy and peace and even fun. Too often we think of God's kingdom in more somber tone, especially when we think about or are talking about end times. Those thoughts are usually filled with fear or at least discomfort. But in this parable and in lots of other places in the New Testament, Jesus is talking about all of this as a celebration. And so in the parable, the banquet is prepared, the party is ready, and the guests are beckoned to come to that feast. Now the first guests, the ones who had received their engraved invitations, would not come. Not only did they not come, but like the wicked tenants we heard about a couple of weeks ago, they beat up, mistreated, and even killed some of the servants coming to bring them a message. Those ones who had already been included in the celebration disincluded themselves, and things did not go well for them. They were part of the kingdom, and they chose instead to rely on their own actions, attributes, and attitudes. Now, there are a lot of people through the years who want to make that just about the Jewish leaders and the Pharisees at the time of Jesus. Or worse yet, they try to make it about Jews alone. And that's dangerous to me, because we too have been invited into God's kingdom and into that celebration. And are we disincluding ourselves? Do we want to shine with lights that we believe come from us? Do we ever think that we have been good enough, nice enough, kind enough to sort of earn the invitation or at least the day off? You see, the judgment in this parable, like the other parables we've been listening to recently, is that the ones ultimately left out have been part of it from the beginning. They are only out by their choice. So in the parable, as it continues, the king goes on to invite everyone. The king wants a celebration, a big, bright, extravagant, enthusiastic celebration. The king wants people there, lots of people, all the people. And so the invitation now includes all, even the likes of me. When I was in junior high, what I wanted more than anything else was an invitation to a party. We had all finally sort of outgrown the let's invite your whole class to the birthday party age, right? And I wanted to be invited to a party. You know the party. It's the one that you hear about on Monday after it's taken place. Sometimes you have to hear about it second or third hand. I wanted an invitation to that kind of party, and I never, ever, ever got one. I've moved past that now, okay? There we are. But in the parable, you see, everyone is invited. This invitation goes out to bankers, lawyers, and stock traders, but also to beggars, thieves, and ladies of the night. It goes to factory workers and management. It goes to teachers and students. It goes to administrators of every kind. This invitation goes to addicts and all those who are mentally ill. It goes to the lame and it goes to the impaired. It goes to doctors and nurses and EMTs. It goes to the lonely and alone, as well as the friendly and engaged. Everyone of every type is invited to God's celebration, even us. This is the amazing part of this story. The invitation goes out to the good and the bad, and the servants gather them all in so that the wedding hall is filled with guests. And that is the picture of the kingdom of God. It's a picture of God's family. All these people are now the followers of Jesus, and they are part of the church. There seems to have only been one request made. When you come to that feast, wear the wedding robe provided. Now, to me, this is like when Paul in Colossians and other places says, put on the Lord Jesus Christ, or clothe yourself with Christ. When we come into the kingdom of God, when we go out into the world to love our neighbors, it is Jesus we show. But this is what happens to that man who gets kicked out for wearing his own clothes. How many times don't we want the world to see us, our skills and our talents and our compassion, as if it all came from us? And we stick out in the kingdom of God, where all the others are putting on Christ. It's like being in a sea of beautiful white robes and having just one pea green leisure suit sitting there. It's easy to see. And in the parable, they're kicked out. They have disinvited themselves. See, in this parable and in our lives as God's children, it's always about living God's love and bringing that love in Jesus along with us wherever we go in this parable. And in our lives as God's children, we are being invited to a celebration of God's extravagant love for all people. Now, outside the world of this parable, there is still hope for all. For in the resurrection of Jesus, we find hope for our daily resurrection as we drown our old sinful self, as we walk back into the love of Jesus. So even those who find themselves out in the story have a chance to be invited again in by the love of Jesus. You see, every week we relive this parable as we come to this table of grace, as we come to the altar for our Lord's own supper, as we remember the night in which he was betrayed. We hear again the invitation of Jesus to come and take, come and eat, and to do this in remembrance of him. We are invited to become part of the body of Christ and the communion of saints. This celebration is a foretaste of the feast to come, and it is a way for us to receive forgiveness, salvation, and a new chance to live into God's celebration. You see, the judgment of God is spoken to us today, and the promises of God are also spoken to us today. We hear that God will set a feast for us, that God will destroy the shroud cast over us, and will wipe away all our tears. God has invited us to be part of the kingdom, bringing forgiveness and joy, bringing hope and peace to neighbors and strangers, to family and friends, sisters, brothers, enemies, and all. Come to the feast, and then go into the world strengthened and encouraged so that we can truly make God's vision into our mission. Amen. Please rise. Let us celebrate our baptisms by confessing together our faith in the words we find in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Trusting in the transformative power of God's loving Spirit, let us pray for the church, the world, and all in need. For the Church of Jesus Christ in this and every land, that all followers of Christ share the mind of Christ and strive to live together in peace, staying firm in the Lord. Lord, in your mercy. For green pastures and still waters and all the beauty of the natural world, that creation flourishes and humankind lives in right relationship with all that you have made. Lord, in your mercy. For the nations of the world and all who hold positions of authority, that they govern in accordance with God's vision of justice, providing shelter and refuge to all in need, striving toward the goal of peace and prosperity for all. Lord, in your mercy. For all experiencing valleys of illness and grief, that they be healed and comforted and find rest in the presence of the Good Shepherd who walks beside them. Lord, in your mercy. God of all grace, there are so many people who need your healing presence. We pray for all who suffer illness and injury or with accident and disease. We also pray for these known to us who need your wholeness and your health. We pray for Clint, Stephanie, Darlene, Judith, Juanita, Judy, and Rhonda. Lord, in your mercy. For this community of believers, that wherever there is conflict or discord, the love of Christ may keep us united and make us mindful of all that is true, honorable, just, pure, pleasing, commendable, and excellent. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. in thanksgiving for the beloved saints who now rest in your mercy, that their faithful witness guides your church until the day we join them at your heavenly feast. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious God, into your hands we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your unending love and amazing grace. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And now may the Lord grant that we see what needs to be seen and do what needs to be done. May the Lord bless and protect you all. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you all with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please stay warm, stay dry, stay safe as you go out this week. I hope it's filled with blessings as you go into the world with hope.
May God bless you.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.
Who shakes